da, da. Get a Better Broadcast podcast. Come and say it with me. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to Get a Better Broadcast podcast of Voice Over Voice. Thank you for the loan of your ears. Yesterday we were talking about rushing into the studio and being out of breath as you go to put on your mic. Today, avoiding studio hiccups caused by hiccups. Yes, sneezing and hiccups today. Another situation which may come sooner or later. It may either, as I say, be a sneeze you feel approaching or one that suddenly attacks. Maybe to do with hay fever. Maybe to do, as happened with me once when I was interviewing somebody. And it was a woman with perfume on. Wasn't particularly strong or anything like that, but it affected me. And I was straight. My eyes started pouring. I kept sneezing away and... I had to leave the room. It was really, really awkward. Even more awkward for her, I'm sure. There's not much you can do about a sudden sneeze attack unless you're quick enough to turn off your mic or at least turn your head. Hearing a sneeze, let's be totally honest, is pretty rare. Not particularly pleasant, but certainly pretty rare in a live broadcast situation. So here, of course, as I say, we're talking mainly about a live situation. If you're in podcasting or voiceovering, then, of course, it's most likely recorded rather than live. Yes, there are live voiceovers and live podcasts, but in the main, they're recorded. So, of course, you can usually avoid them. You can start a little bit later. You can edit out any sneeze or hiccup attack. If you feel a sneeze on the way and you can't go to another item or stop recording, try and head it off before it strikes, of course. There are various means which work, because they force you to focus on a physical sensation other than the actual sneeze sensation itself. And it works in a similar way as when you pinch yourself to make yourself forget that your stubbed toe is hurting. So kind of maybe gripping yourself or you know, digging your fingernails into your arm, or maybe pressing hard down on your toes of one foot with the heel of another. And hay fever sufferers, of course, have got much more confident now in a radio studio than they did years ago because of so much air conditioning and filtering of the air before it actually reaches you. Oh, by the way, after a sneeze, consider your colleagues. Is there an antiseptic wipe you can use on the mic or studio desk if you've used your hands to catch your sneeze? Try and wash them as soon as possible, particularly in these times with lockdowns and COVID and things like that. Then do be really, really careful about what that sneeze might mean, either in reality or just what someone else may think. It's not particularly pleasant at the best of times. No one really understands why hiccups happen. Even babies in the womb get them. But hiccups and on-air work do not go well together. And as you know, there's no guaranteed way to get rid of them. And even though they may be funny or interesting for a while, they quickly lose their charm, don't they? Having hiccups is also tiring, takes your mind off your work. So really, the best thing you can do is to try and limit the likelihood of a hiccup attack by not consuming food or fizzy drinks on air, certainly not gulping down drinks before you rush in, perhaps to an on-air studio or just before a microphone is opened. That will cause that air to get locked in your body somewhere and to cause those problems. And if hiccups do strike, just try and reduce your talking time. Alert your producer. They may be able to delay your mic work or bring somebody else in or whatever it happens to be. So try and avoid those at all costs. The sneezing and the hiccups. Tomorrow, if a hiccup or a sneeze attack does happen, retakes and re-records as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.